CBS News Update. I'm Lou Meliano. As U.S. forces took to the air for a second day over Afghanistan, security screws have been tightened a little more at home. The FAA today announcing, effective immediately, only one carry-on bag per passenger. This is to help ease the congestion at the security checkpoints. On an American Airlines flight into Chicago, passengers didn't wait to see whether there was a marshal among them as a man tried to force his way into the cockpit. Pam Schlock was on board and says a fistful of men wrestled the man down.
We're all just regular citizens and a variety of age groups and sizes, very strong, and they didn't think twice.
Holding the man for authorities when the plane landed at O'Hare, the FAA says it was not a hijacked attempt. In New York, where they're still counting the dead from the World Trade Center attack, CBS News correspondent Byron Pitt says Columbus Day offered a welcome tension relief up Fifth Avenue.
According to the police department, this was the largest Columbus Day parade ever. People lined Fifth Avenue. They were singing patriotic songs, waving the American flag. It seemed much more like Patriots Day than Columbus Day.
And the bombing runs go on over Afghanistan. CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod is about 20 miles north of the capital city of Kabul.
We've seen significantly more explosions over the capital. Orange glows followed by loud rumbling several seconds later. Kabul appears to have been hit even harder than last night.
CBS News Update. I'm Lou Meliano.
Another night of airstrikes on Afghanistan.
The second wave is smaller.
But don't assume that fewer numbers mean less effort or less effectiveness.
This is Barry Bagnato at the Pentagon.
The Florida anthrax case expands.
We regard this as an investigation which could become a clear criminal investigation.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Bombs and missiles have been raining down on targets in Afghanistan for the second night in a row. Reporter Lara Logan in the north describes the scene looking south toward the capital.
We've just seen another big flash coming from the direction of Kabul. It just lit up the sky here. I can see clearly across the valley to the mountain of Kabul and the city just behind that. We've heard at least a dozen of those so far.
We get more live from CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato at the Pentagon.
This second wave is an all-American attack. It involves just 15 aircraft, not the 40 that flew the night before, and 15 sea-launched cruise missiles. While the operation is being called a success so far, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld concedes,
we cannot yet state with certainty that we destroyed the dozens of military command and control and leadership targets we selected.
He admits there aren't many valuable military targets in a country so decimated by war and poverty. Airstrikes alone won't, as he puts it, rock the Taliban on their heels. Asked if the U.S. wants to overthrow Taliban leaders, he says simply, Afghanistan would be vastly better off if they weren't there. Live at the Pentagon, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips is in the Indian Ocean aboard the aircraft carrier Enterprise, a launching platform for some of the airstrikes. Cameras aboard the planes have captured some of the action, including an attack on a military storage depot.
In another attack on what was thought to be a cave or tunnel possibly housing terrorists, the bomb penetrates and explodes. Whether or not anyone was in the cave is unknown, but there were certainly people around it. The pilot said the surrounding hillside lit up with small arms and anti-aircraft fire.
Now this.
Make a photograph or school report with an ordinary printer on plain paper, and you'll get something as elementary as this.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
But, thankfully, with the new Epson Stylus C80 printer, even on plain paper, you'll get this. All this extraordinary brilliance on plain, ordinary paper at print speeds that are also sure to earn the highest marks.
With up to 2880 by 720 DPI and speedy black text up to 20 ppm, the Epson Stylus C80 is yours for just $149 after a $30 mail-in rebate. See it in action and enter to win a fabulous vacation in the Epson Seeing is Believing sweepstakes. For a schedule of in-store demos and official rules, visit Epson.com.
President Bush, who vows a relentless fight against terrorism on all fronts, watched today as former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge was sworn in to head the new Office of Homeland Security. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
In assuming his new job, Tom Ridge acknowledged that the size and scope of his responsibilities are immense.
The president's executive order states that we must detect, prepare for, prevent, protect against, respond to, and recover from terrorist attacks. an extraordinary mission, but we will carry it out.
At a swearing-in ceremony in the East Room, Ridge made clear he'll demand cooperation between federal agencies. In his words, the only turf we should be worried about protecting is the turf we stand on. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
A building in Boca Raton, Florida has been sealed off as the FBI and medical experts investigate the anthrax infection that killed 63-year-old Bob Stevens last week. State Health Secretary Dr. John Agwunobi says one of Stevens' co-workers was exposed to the bacteria.
We have also found anthrax within the AMI building, specifically associated with the workstation of Mr. Stevens.
Attorney General John Ashcroft says it could become a criminal investigation.
We don't have enough information to know whether this could be related to terrorism or not.
As for the man who was exposed, anthrax was found in his nasal passages, but he was not infected. He and hundreds of others who work in that building are taking antibiotics as a precaution. New transportation security measures. The FAA is limiting all airline passengers to one carry-on bag plus one personal item like a purse or a briefcase, and railroads have halted shipments of hazardous materials. In Denver, police have already decided they can't provide adequate security for the New Year's Eve celebration that attracted 200,000 people last year. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
No actors, no scripts, just adrenaline. A&E chose 10 ordinary people to take the ultimate challenge. From the jaws of a great white shark to the driver's seat of a NASCAR race.
Nobody wants to lose it.
Flying high under the big top to beast jumping in the Amazon.
You're good to go.
They're about to risk it all for the ultimate rush.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimate Reality. New series premieres Thursday at 10, 9 central. Only on A&E.
Some original thinking by Starbucks barista Bob Glenn.
My idea of a Starbucks experience is a sense of community. I love people, and what working at Starbucks has allowed me to do is get involved in people's lives more directly. What I think is so great about Starbucks coffee being available in the grocery store now is that Starbucks selects the coffee, roasts the coffee, packages the coffee to enjoy it, and not just to enjoy it necessarily by yourself, but really to enjoy it with other people.
Your favorite Starbucks coffee, at grocery, at home, at last.
Passengers on an American Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Chicago were ready, willing, and able to act when it appeared someone might be trying to hijack the plane. It happened as the plane was approaching O'Hare Airport. Passenger Pam Schlock tells WBBM Radio she was sitting just two seats away from a young man who started acting strangely.
He bolted up. As he bolted heading toward the cockpit, several male passengers on both sides of the aisle bolted up after him. He did get into the cockpit, but he was immediately subdued, and it took about at least six or eight of these gentlemen to restrain him.
The plane landed safely, escorted by Air Force fighters. The FBI says it was not an attempt at terrorism. The young man's father, who was on the flight, told officials his son has a history of mental illness. Belize, the small country on the east coast of Central America, is in the direct path of a monster storm. Hurricane Iris has sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. It's expected to make landfall tonight with a storm surge up to 18 feet above normal tide and torrential rain that could cause flash floods and mudslides. Residents and tourists have evacuated coastal areas. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Running an e-business is as complex as running a major airport. You have to process thousands of pieces of newly arriving content every day, and even a small delay can shut you down. That's where Fatwire software comes in. With Fatwire's dynamic content management, you can take charge of your enterprise content and empower your team from IT to business users so your e-business content always arrives on time. Upgrade your web applications. Visit Fatwire.com for an online seminar on effective content management. That's Fatwire.com.
In business, life is a maddening series of choices. Buy or sell, merge or takeover, paper or plastic. But at least now you no longer have to choose between black and white or color laser printing. Now you can afford both. Introducing the Ricoh AP3800, the output machine. 38 pages per minute black and white, 28 in color. Want to see an AP3800? Give Ricoh a call or an email. Your choice.
Ricoh, dependable digital.
In the stock market, the Dow Industrials lost 51 points to close at 9,067. The Nasdaq up a fraction at 1605. This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine goes to American Leland Hartwell of Seattle and British researchers Tim Hunt and Paul Nurse. Their discoveries in cell development are expected to produce new treatments for cancer. Listeners have noticed in recent months that radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh sounded different. Limbaugh revealed today that he's been losing his hearing and is now almost totally deaf. Limbaugh wants to continue his nationally syndicated show. He said, "All I've lost is my ability to hear, but it doesn't mean I've lost my ability to communicate." That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
And I'm Dave Zorn, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. 64 degrees here in Hollywood. Skies overcast this Monday, the 8th of October.
CBS News Update. I'm Lou Meliano. Round two over Afghanistan is smaller. 15 warplanes, just over a dozen cruise missiles. F-14s and F-18s rocketing into the night sky from the USS Enterprise out of the Indian Ocean, where the captain explained their mission is tightly targeted.
"We're not going after innocent victims like the people against whom we're fighting went after in the World Trade Center and elsewhere. We are taking great pains, and sometimes we put ourselves at even greater risk in order to make every effort to avoid civilian casualties."
Another 40,000 humanitarian aid kits have been dropped, food for the starving, the packaging printed with an American flag, and leaflets explaining what's going on. CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod's about 20 miles north of Kabul.
"We've seen very little fighting between forces from the United Front and the Taliban on the ground. Both sides appear to be saving their ammunition for a ground offensive that's still expected to start within days."
At the White House, CBS News correspondent John Roberts says the war on terrorism continues on another front as well.
"The administration is expected to move later this week against more suspects in the money trail to Al-Qaeda. Sources tell CBS News the Treasury Department has several dozen groups and individuals under active consideration to have their assets frozen, and is just waiting for White House approval."
And in the skies over Chicago, passengers on board an American Airlines flight from L.A. wrestled down a man trying to force his way into the cockpit. The FAA says it wasn't a hijack attempt, but the FBI was waiting for him when the plane landed at O'Hare. CBS News Update. I'm Lou Meliano.
Dan Rather reporting. Day two of combined U.S. and British strikes against the dictatorial Taliban rulers in Afghanistan. It is a smaller wave than yesterday's, but perhaps significantly, long-range cruise missiles are being used again, in addition to big piloted bombers and smaller fighter bombers off carrier decks. Possibly significant because it is a possible indication that yesterday's cruise missile and other hits did not do everything they had been designed to do. But, and this is important, facts are few. Early assessments are notoriously inaccurate. As this is written and broadcast, still more airstrikes are expected before the Afghan night is finished. This we know. More of the flying now is being done by the smaller warplanes. Some of them are circling, looking for targets of opportunity, which the cruise missiles and larger bombers cannot do. And they may also be covering covert ground operations, special forces kind of action, such as killing people and breaking things close up and personal, with the plan of doing that and then getting out quickly. For these kinds of operations, close air cover is handy. To do what must be done in Afghanistan, there must be American warriors who come to close grips with the enemy and tear his operating bases away from him. Now is not the time for debate over whether this is necessary or advisable. The commander-in-chief has made a decision. For the warriors, theirs is not to reason why. Theirs is but to do or die. For the rest of us, ours is to watch, wait, and pray. Dan Rather reporting. CBS News.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. More attacks on Afghanistan. Cruise missiles launched from sea. Five bombers went after terrorist targets. How effective have the attacks been? Former Navy skipper Stan Weeks is a CBS News military consultant.
I think it appears they're going according to plan. The basic airfields, aircraft, command and control nodes, anti-aircraft positions to take out first to enable U.S. Activities in the country without threat from them have continued to be hit again a second day.
Security's tighter at U.S. airports. FAA now limits passengers to one carry-on bag. An in-flight problem today on American Airlines flight from L.A. Howard Rockman aboard when a man tried to get into the cockpit.
Stewardesses started yelling, "Get him, get him." And the 10 people, 15 people just started running up the aisle towards the cockpit. They grabbed this gentleman.
F-16s escorted the plane safely to Chicago's O'Hare Airport. The FBI says it wasn't a hijacking. The man with a history of mental problems is in custody. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.